Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you guys. Good evening. Good evening. It is a Sunday night, and it's February 29th. Excuse me, February 29th. Oh, my God. I want this month over with so quick. My God. It is the 9th of the month. Sorry. Again, I want to bring you another episode, which is episode 3. My God, we're doing pretty good. Of You Can't Clip My Wings podcast. Guys, I'm working on a lot of things at one time because I want to build this up and I want you guys to be definitely part of it. So if you want to call in, you can call in at 516-418-5736. That's 516-418-5736 if you want to call in and join in the conversation. Now, as you know, last night we covered a lot last night from my book. Now, the thing is, I'm not going to go over my whole book on the show because we have different topics and different issues we're going to tackle on the show. But I just want to give you something to look forward to when it is time for you to really want to purchase our book, In Search of You, which is going to be a part of the You Can't Clip My Wings series. I've already worked on a weekly planner, so mywings.com, there is a weekly planner that I just started. I'm working on some more things to help us get it organized. Definitely look forward to going over there and looking at what we have to offer. It's basically just a I'm always kind of toning down everything I do. I don't know why I do that, but I have a habit of doing that. It's a monthly calendar, and it breaks it down the month and the days of the month. And it's for the month. This is for the year 2020. I wish you guys could see it. You can't see it, but it would be wonderful if you could see it. And what I've done is, with this, I've actually purchased some stickers, you know, little cute little stickers. And I've always wanted to do it. I just never had a reason to do it up until now. And I get so excited because what I do is I make sure I'm actually putting my stickers all over. I wish you could see some of this stuff I've already done. It's like a little kid. Okay. But it's fun and it makes me feel good. So I love doing it. So when you get a chance, you can go over there and check out one of our organizers or weekly planners. We have more coming. I'm working on one right now, and it's going to contain my son is grown. I don't have any grandkids or anything like that, so I wouldn't have a major use for some of this, but I thought it would be very interesting to have a financial planner. That to me, when I saw this, I said, yes, I have to have that for myself. A meal planner for some of you guys, if you was to do a meal planner for the year. There's another one called the household planner, you know, your chores and all that. So what I've done is I've created them. And definitely want to share those with you guys later on down the line, once you guys, you know, get real familiar with what we're doing here on this podcast. Okay, tonight we want to talk about the three R's. And we're talking, these are excerpts from the book In Search of You. So we're going to get into that in just a few minutes, but I want to play something for you. Please do not be distracted by my dog, my puppy. He doesn't want to be in the room right now. Like last night, you guys, he was asleep. I don't know where he's getting all his energy from tonight, but he seems to want to be out and around me tonight. And last night, it was nice and quiet, and the night before, it was nice and quiet. Now, all of a sudden, he wants to be out. I don't know. So we're going to go over that, but first I want to play something for you. And you guys, I think I told you earlier that I am a very big fan of Les Brown. And it's because I can relate to him. I can relate to him in the mindset that he's an African-American, for one thing. He's a male. And he has that, I'll say magic, to the sense when you're thinking of being motivated and doing things. He has that spirit to make you want to do it and make you think. Now, some things I don't agree with him. I just don't. Overall, he is very, very well spoken. He's very articulate, and he gives you a good feeling. And that's what we need when we're doing this process, when we're going through this change, when we're in search of ourselves. So I want to play just a small snippet of a clip from him. And this is one, this is titled, "I'm Going to Make It." And let's see.
"And put back from the fifth grade to the fourth grade. I failed again when I was in the eighth grade. I have no college training. But I met a high school teacher, and I'll tell you more about him, Mr. Leroy Washington, who taught me the value of developing your mind and the value of developing your communication skills. He said, once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. And so I want you to think about your goals. I want you to think about some dream, some major dream that you have. And we're going to share with you some strategies that you can implement that will allow you to reach at least 87% of your goals. In addition to that, while we're here, we want to engage you to call. You might have some questions on your mind and say, well, Les, I'm dealing with a particular challenge. And what do you advise me to do? The number to call is 323-965-1600. That's 323-965-1600. We invite you to call and ask questions. So I want you to think about your goal and your dream and what it is you want to achieve with your life. And here's something I can tell you right now. I want you to affirm to yourself that it's possible. See, if anybody at any point in time had a goal and had a dream that they wanted to achieve, and they did that, then it's possible that you can achieve your goal. It's possible that you can make your dream become real. See, the easiest thing that I did this morning, getting up, preparing to come into the radio station, that's the easy part. Or when I leave here and I go to Orlando next week to do a training with people from around the world, teaching them how to develop a keynote presentation that will give them the versatility and the flexibility to build a financial empire, and teach them how I've earned over $65 million doing what I love to do. That's the easy part. But let me tell you what the hard part is. See, the hard part, and it took me years to do, was to believe that I could do it. To believe that I, Les Brown, born in an abandoned building on a floor in a poor section of Miami, Florida called Liberty City. To believe I, Les Brown, adopted, if both my birth parents came in here right now, would not know either one. To believe that I, Les Brown, labeled educable, mentally retarded, and failing twice in school and no corporate experience, that I have the ability to speak for AT&T, Procter & Gamble, McDonald's Corporation, General Electric, IBM. I believe that I have the ability to do that. And I want you to know right now, there are some things that you can do, and just because you can't see it does not mean that you can't accomplish it. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor is it in the heart of mankind what God has in store for you. So it's very important as you begin to look at your dream and look at yourself that you say to yourself, it's possible. Why do we have to do that every day, Les? Because of the fact that we live in a world where we're told more about our limitations rather than our potential. That's why I believe that my favorite book says faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. So you have to say it's possible. Sometimes you can't say, I can do that. But we can say that it's possible and not hype ourselves up, that it's possible and be in integrity with ourselves. And the other thing is, become clear about what you want. What is it? What does that look like? And don't get some little goal. Get a big goal. Have a big dream. Why is that important? Because most people fail in life not because they aim too high and miss. Most people fail in life because they did exactly what I did for the first part of my life. I aimed too low and hit. And most people never aim at all. So I want you to get a big dream, because when you have a big dream, that will challenge you. See, your power is beyond your comfort zone. I don't know you. I can't see you. I don't know anything about you. But here's what I know about myself, and that connects with you, and that is that you have something special.
Okay. So I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of that, and just listen to that one. I don't think I've heard this one before, but I'm like, wow, he was just talking to me, because I do. I aim low. I do the minimum. Not to say that I'm lazy, but I don't, like other people, like I was telling you yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, yesterday before yesterday's episode is, I don't see myself like other people see. I don't know why, and in this, in search of myself, in search of you, I'm seeing that that's what I do. I go for the bare minimum. I am too scared to go beyond that. I mean, I'm not saying I don't have big dreams and big aspirations. It's just that I don't put them on that level. I don't know why. In my mind, I do. But actually, executing them, no. I have issues, okay? So I can admit that. So tonight, again, this is You Can't Clip My Wings podcast. I am your host, Alita. It's a Sunday night. I think it was just raining out here just a few minutes ago. So this is like a little cozy. Oh, I can't do it tonight. I forgot I can't do it tonight. It was something I wanted to do, but I can't. Because I have to get up early in the morning, and I have a doctor's appointment. But anyway, so if you want to call in, 516-418-5736 is the number to call in on and to hang out with us. Okay? So let's get started. So as you know, we're using or we're talking and discussing some excerpts from my book, In Search of You. And the part that I'm working on right now, or what we're going to discuss, is the three R's, okay? Restoration, resolutions, and resiliency. Now, you know, we talked about restoration. We talked about restoration in the word FEAR. Remember the acronym for FEAR? Anybody remember that? FIRM. I can't even remember. Elevation. Oh, yeah. Firm, elevation, access, and restoration. Okay? So we're going to do this again. We're going to bring restoration up again because restoration to me is restoring ourselves, renewing, restoring. So you'll probably hear that word a lot. I love that word because it's that refresh, that going back and rewind, restoring, bringing back what was there or opening up what was closed. So restoring is a word I love. So you'll probably hear me use that word a lot. And we talked about that, like I just said. Okay, let's go a little bit deeper with restoration. We can also look at restoration as renewal of the inner self because you might be feeling or you've been through or you're feeling of inadequacy and not believing in oneself, you have become lost. Okay, so restoration is a way to bring you back or change all your negative feelings about yourself to positive feelings. Remember, we took the word fear and turned it to something positive. But let's see, to restore them, you have to first never recognize when you're restoring, to restore them back or bring your positive feelings back, you never recognize the position, the positives about yourself from the beginning of restoring. If you don't recognize, that's what I was trying to say, if you don't, in the process of restoring, if you don't recognize any of the positive things about yourself, it's going to be hard for you to restore because in you, if you, your mindset is it was never there, you were never positive. But if you know that somewhere inside you, you had some positive things going on, positive feelings, a positive attitude, and some tragic situation took that away, then you can restore, you can renew, you can bring them back. When you didn't have them at all, you have to start from scratch. Your mind has to change. Everything about you has to change because that's where you're trying to go. You want to be restored. You want to be renewed. So that's the thing we have to look at. I can use me for an example. At one time, I felt good about myself. I was self-assured, I was confident, I was strong, I trusted me. But when the tragedy of the rape took place, I no longer had that. that was taken away. My power of who I was and how I felt about myself was taken away. So I recognized that I needed to get those feelings back. I needed to be strong again. I needed to be self-assured again. I needed to be confident again. I needed to feel good about me. And trust me, okay? Trust that I can feel this way and be steadfast in it. So when I realized that, I started to work on it. And it took a long time. I'm telling you guys, this is not something that happened overnight. This took many, 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 many years to get in the position I'm in now. And feeling better about myself. I still have issues because I'm still in the process. I can't say that everything is great and grandeur, and that's crazy to say that because it's not. I have my moments still. I still go through some things. I still have flashbacks. I still have dreams that are not healthy for me. I still go through that. Why? Because I guess it's supposed to happen with the process, okay? And eventually, as I remove the negative and start inputting the positive, I know all of it will go away. So I still have my setback. But overall, because I was able to get the help, and I'm not saying that it's only the help was everybody doesn't have the same form of help. Everybody doesn't have the same access to help. But if you do have, you guys, please take advantage of it. Please, if you are at a job and you have insurance, please take advantage of any mental health programs that they have, because you're going to need this in the process of what you're doing here. When you're in search of yourself, you're going to need that, and you're going to need someone you can talk to. Family and friends are fine, but you definitely need a medical mindset. You need to have a medical person involved, in a psychological person involved in either psychological and psychiatrist to be able to help you through this. I'm not saying take a whole bunch of medicine, but I'm going to tell you, it helped me. I only can speak for me and other people that I've talked to who needed to get that edge taken off so they can function, because a lot of people can't function like they used to because of the tragedies and the bad things that have happened in their lives. So I'm just saying, if you have that, take advantage of it. You are paying for it out of your pocket, out of your paycheck. Take advantage of it. And don't feel ashamed that you have to do it. You know, it's a stigma of mental health for us as African-American women and men, that they tell you not to seek it. Oh, you're crazy. Let everybody say whatever they want. If that's what they want to say, fine, dandy, do it. But I'm saying to you, for your health and safety, it's for you and your mental health, your mental health and safety, it's for you to get the help that you need, okay? Take advantage of it, use it, find some support groups if they're available for you that deal with some of the things that you deal with. There's all types of social services that agencies that have mental health programs. Get in them if you can, if you don't have the privilege of working at a job that pays for that. I really, really, really would like for each and every one of you guys to get the proper help you need in order to go on this journey with me. I really, really do. And it's so important to be able to do that. Okay. So now, as we were talking about, restoration. Restore and enjoy. You're worth all of the restoration. And I think that was the end. So reach for that restoration. Reach back in within yourself. If there were some good things about you, take those good things and use them. Okay, you guys? Use them, bring them back, restore, renew yourself, refresh your mind. try to remove all the negative thoughts and replace them with positive thoughts. I'm telling you, it's hard, but you can do it. And I am here to help you do that, okay? So, and then down the line, I definitely want to do some meditation with you guys. I'm not an expert in it. Maybe I should bring someone on who is an expert in it, but I do know a little bit about it. So I definitely want to share some of that with you for you guys to understand how you can get within yourself. I'm telling you, it works, okay? If you've never tried it before, it works. Okay, so the next R we're going to talk about is resolution. Resolution. Resolutions can be a firm decision to do or not to do, and the quality of being determined, okay? To me, this screams power. Once you resolve to make a change in your life for the better, it's a firm decision, and you're determined to make sure you stay the course. That's resolution. I'm going to change my resolution. My problem is I have all this negative stuff going on. I want to have a positive life. So I'm going to make a resolution to change most of my negative to a positive. Okay? We can also look at this with the mindset of resolving some underlying issues we may have with ourselves, our inadequacy. We talked about that earlier. Us not having, not trusting ourselves. Okay. Resolution is now I have to change my mindset. And I said again, and seeking help, mental help, having a mental health provider, this podcast. And I keep telling you guys this because it's very important that you don't feel like you have to do this alone. You don't have to do it alone. And I hope I'm going to stress that as much as I can. You don't have to go through this alone. And sometimes it's all right to talk to family members, best friends, unless you have a friend that's going through the same thing. I have a very close friend that me and her talk about what we're going through because we're both experiencing the same stuff or the same issues. So we can feed off of each other. We can talk about how we're feeling, and then we can kind of analyze it. But we are both are seeing a mental health provider. So we can discuss that. Even with my son, I'm able to discuss some of these issues, not the deep down personal issues, but the basic issues I can discuss with him. Because guess what? He's actually being seen also. So that kind of helps us to be able to know, you know, kind of see where we're at, we're in communicating with each other, and kind of know how we're feeling, you know, paying attention to that. You know, people think that you're smiling and laughing all the time, that everything is great, that you're having a good conversation, but those sometimes can be masks that you're wearing so that nobody can actually see how much you're hurting or how much things are not really working out the way that you think they should. So my thing is, don't always just interpret someone being happy that everything is great with them. Everybody has a face that they use every now and then to get through the day. There's a commercial that comes on. I can't remember what medication it is. But the people walk around with this mask. They have this circle on a stick, and it has a smiley face on it. And they put the smiley face on when they're around people. And when they're not, they move it away, and you can see how sad they are. That kind of just went through my mind because I think that's how we live in life. I think we really do that. We wear this mask. We hold this smiley face up so that everybody doesn't see how we really feel. When reality is, we're still not doing well. We're still not healing the way we need to. And that's why I'm really, really pushing the concept that you guys make sure you have some mental health on top of you trying to do this, okay? Make sure you do that, okay? Now, when I look at it, I know that I need to heal, okay? So we know that we need to heal, and we know we need to help. We need help with healing. And I'm not saying religiously, if you feel that the healing can come through God, through your God, then by all means. But I do think that God created a mental health provider to help you through that. Because we don't know how the brain functions, okay? We don't know how emotions actually work. So we definitely do need that help. Now, there is one thing I want to actually say to you guys. And I want you to keep this in mind. Every now and then, I think I need to say it. Everything you think is not the truth. Okay? Everything you think is not fact. Okay? Everything you think is not fact. Okay? Everything you think is not fact. Now, I want to leave that with you. So, in my life, I had to resolve issues not only mentally but emotionally. So you're dealing with both, okay? The trust issue, the self-esteem, the awkwardness, the learning how to love myself again, changing how I viewed myself, basically in general. So when you think about resolution, it plays a major role in your journey of searching for you, just like I basically kind of said, your better self, spending time being determined and having a firm decision in healing and growing as you forge the path of the absolute new you, okay? Understand that's what resolution does, and that's why you have to understand it plays a major role in what you're doing, okay? And your path on making you better. Now, I remember last night I said something, and I need to say it again for me. Doesn't necessarily mean for you guys, but for me. You have to be the same person at home as you are when you're in public. And that is very hard for some people. I know where I got that from. I know where that came from. The 8 laws of branding. Yeah, that's where I got that from. I can't remember the guy. I can't remember his name, the man who said that. But that's part of the 8 laws of branding. One of the 8 laws of branding is you have to be the same person outside as you are inside. So if I'm mean at home, I need to be mean out and up. Is that right? Tell me, is that right? But if I'm nice at home, I need to be nice out. Because you know why? In public. You know why? Because after a while, people need to know that about you. You have to be visible. It's another thing in this journey. Be visible. Don't always shut yourself off, speaking to myself, because I do that. A lot of events that come up, I'm asked to go to, I don't go, because those are those issues that I'm dealing with. I have to feel a certain way to go somewhere. I have to force myself to go out because I don't like going out that much. And I do better when I'm home. I'm more creative. I don't have to deal with a lot of things that probably make me feel awkward or inadequate. So it's better to do everything at home. If I'm at home, seems like I can get a lot done, you know. But when I am invited to certain things that I think that is going to benefit me, those events I definitely try to attend. And I have to know that's part of my growing. That's part of me saying, you know what, Lee, you said you wanted to do this. So part of that is taking the steps to get out, to meet people, to be around people, to learn new things. And I'll tell you this, the internet, you guys know for yourself, the internet has spoiled us to where we become so antisocial. We don't even want to pick up the phone and talk to someone. We text everybody. We don't even want to talk, have a conversation. You don't want to see people face to face. Just text me. I can't talk to you right now. I don't have time to talk to you right now. When there was a time when we, that's all we did was talk. We wrote letters, and I want to definitely get back to writing letters. We stopped writing letters. We stopped doing all this because you had the email that came in. And I think the basics should come back, because I think there's going to be a time when we're going to have to use those things again. So I think we should never stop doing those. Okay, so the three R's, we're on our last R. And we're going to talk more. We're going to go more, but I just wanted to discuss the three R's with you from our book In Search of You. So let's talk about the resiliency. Resiliency is the last R. This is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulty and toughness. Okay, now some instances we can recover quickly, but what about the long-term damage that takes place with many of us? Because many of us have long-term damage. Okay, long-term damage can come in many phases in our lives, from childhood trauma to adult trauma. So how does resiliency play its part? So I'm going to talk a little bit about my situation, because I only can relate to me, but I want you guys to put you in my shoes or think about a situation that happened to you where this was important. During my time in the military, we were taught to be resilient. If we hurt, we are programmed not to visit the TMC. TMC is where you went to go get medical help or sick call. Okay. If we did, it was a sign of weakness. Take some Motrin, get back to work. If you get a profile, which a profile is, when you get a health profile, you have restrictions. You can't do certain things. This is where you're deemed on the injured list, in so many words, or you have some limitations on what you can and cannot do. You are really sometimes outcast, so you don't complain and you go to work sick. You don't go to sick call. You don't talk about your sicknesses. You just didn't do it because you wanted to continue to be part of the whole instead of being outcast. You want to be part of the group. You wanted to go places with them. You want to do anything. But when you had an injury and you were deemed with a profile, you couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't do those things that everybody else could do. Okay, so in the meantime, while you're recovering from your sickness, you become, when I say recover from the sickness, when you're trying to recover, you know now, okay, it's a punishment to be sick, okay? So with that punishment comes the idea that you're being outcast. Nobody wants to deal with you because you're quote-unquote sick. Nobody's going to do anything with you because you're quote-unquote sick. So you get outcast. And so you're dealing with that. So the next time you get sick, okay, I won't tell anybody I'm sick. I'll just go to work sick. But there is a repercussion to that. And I'm going to tell you a little bit why I say that. When I was stationed in Germany, we were getting ready to go to Grafenwöhr. Grafenwöhr is the training facility that all the Army usually went to, Grafenwöhr, Germany. It's very cold there. And we had to go on a mission. We had to go, it was our turn to go up there. At the time, I was stationed in Aschaffenburg, Germany, and I was part of the 3rd Infantry Division. And so we had to go up there. Well, I was having some problems with my mouth. I had a tooth that had to be pulled. My wisdom tooth got pulled. So I was instructed not to go anywhere because there was a possibility that I could get dry socket because my mouth was not completely healed. Well, my platoon sergeant thought it was tough of me to tough it out. And boy, I went. And boy, guess what happened? I got dry socket. I was sick as a dog. I had a fever the whole 9 yards. They had to medevac me back to our post, or what they call their concerns, immediately. And I think I stayed sick maybe about 2 weeks after that. I couldn't do anything. But because I was told that I had to go, I had to tough it out, there was repercussions to that. And they had to fly me back. So I'm telling you this to understand, if you're sick now that, you know, I'm no longer in, if I'm sick, I do sometimes go through the mindset where I have a flashback. Well, you know what? I'm not going to talk about my sickness. I'll just go on. I won't make an appointment. But I know now how dangerous it is. And I'm no longer in the military, so I don't have to worry about that. That's not something I have to worry about. If I'm sick, I need to call my doctor and tell him I'm sick. And how can I get in to see somebody? What do I need to do to see somebody? So I learned that. But my resiliency also helped me not wanting to throw in the towel altogether. That I know that I can get through this. I can go through the pain a little bit to move forward, not to worry about whether I'm going to be outcast or anything, but to be tough and know that I can do it. That is a form of resiliency that we have to take on. What I just told you about was the mindset that we were left with in the military, and we took that out. That's why a lot of veterans to this day are still not being properly taken care of, because they'll talk to you and they'll discuss it and they'll tell you the same thing I just told you, that we were taught not to go to sick call. Sick call was like the taboo. You don't go to sick call. You don't tell you're sick. You don't complain about being sick. You go through the motions. Okay? You keep moving on, because doing that was a sign of weakness. And that's why it's so good for me, being a veteran, to be able to talk to other veterans who have experienced the same thing I do. That's another thing. It's good to talk to people who've experienced whatever tragedy has happened in your life that have stumped you from growing, have stumped you from searching for your real self and the better you. You need to get with those type of people because you have so much in common and you can learn from them, unless they're at a stump in your life where they can't go any further, and maybe you can help them through us helping you. Okay? Now, I basically just say what I said. It says, I don't deserve to be sick, and I don't deserve to be hurt emotionally or mentally. I didn't want to be seen as soft or weak. That was one of my situations that I had, or that was one of my findings, that I had an issue with authority. And because I had an issue with authority, I didn't want to come off weak. I had to come off strong. So the whole concept of you can't clip my wings was because I had issues with people trying to, in my mind, control me. Not that they were trying to help me, but control me. If you can control me, then that was a sign of. So I had to change that. So my resiliency kept me from saying, you cannot control me anymore. I'm not going to let you control. And all of that really worked for me in that sense, that I no longer felt that way. But I knew that was one of my major problems, was I had a problem with authority. I had a problem with people trying to, because it went back to what happened to me. And because of what happened to me, some of my freedoms, or the way I felt about myself, my inner self, was snatched away from me. And I had to build it back up. And that's where I'm at now. Another thing is, we can create in our own mind the ideal that there's a false belief that we can't. We can't be resilient. We can't do all these things. But when reality is, we can. We can do everything that we say we can do. We can do it. Remember what I said. Most of the things we think are not in fact. They are not true. So we can change the negative in our minds into something positive. It's not hard to do. We're going to talk about, and we're talking about belief systems. That's coming up. We're talking about, we'll bring that up later on. So we look at the three R's, and the three R's, resolution and resiliency. Restoring your mindset to the place where you can overcome all difficulties. Restoring can also be a way of renewing your inner self, and resolution, a firm decision being determined, make sure you stay in the course. We also understand that resolution can partner with renewing, where our mindsets are changing from negative to positive, and how we look at our basic needs to survive, okay? Resiliency is going through the tough. I want to make sure I'm saying this right. Resiliency is recovering from tough situations. The ideal that being resilient helps us to take some of the minor things that we may cause some setbacks to quickly bounce back and move on. Okay. And that's your three R's. And I hope I explained that correctly. I hope you guys understood what I said. If you didn't, please let me know. Hit me up. You can also look. You can email me at salitabmccall@gmail.com. That's not changed. But I want you guys to also go, and you can listen to the show again if you go over to youcan'tclipmywings.com. If you're interested in our weekly planner for 2020, please let me know. There's a pay button on there, so I think it goes through PayPal. So if you want to get a copy of that book, definitely hit me up and I'll definitely get that to you. I'm going to eventually probably add some stickers to it. I'm not for sure, but I'm looking at doing that. Break, and we're going to come back because we got a couple more minutes to go and we can continue talking, but I hope I went over the three R's, and I hope you understood what I was saying about the three R's. And then we're going to talk about what's going to be our next conversation or discussion. In the book because then I won't have anything to work with. You won't be surprised at some of the things you read. So definitely, I want you guys to really have an opportunity to enjoy this book. And like I said, in the future, we're working on a planner that's going to cover all the things you need: financial, your household, and you want to be able to. And if you're a planner. Because that's something we all need to be, is to plan out our life. And then I definitely want to talk about the Law of Attraction Planner, the 30-day journey creating your dream life. I can't wait to really get into this. And I'm actually, what I want to do on the show, since you can't see the book, I definitely want to talk to you guys and actually read to you guys what I'm writing down. Because I think that would be so interesting to talk about how my days are going and everything. Something from my calendar that we created for Clip My Wings. You Can't Clip My Wings series. And I wish you could see it. These stickers are so cute. But what I did was some of the things I wrote down, and in a few minutes, what I wanted to say, something slipped my mind. Let's go to commercial, then we can come back, okay? Give me a second here. Here we go.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested. So pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
I don't know how long that's been like that. Okay. I hope you guys hold. Sorry.
WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. Take one.
Behold the angry giant.
Try it again, Alberto.
Behold the angry giant.
Perfect. Good luck tonight.
Behold the angry giant.
Yay. Read me another one, Dad.
This is WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Woman, I wanna hold you and squeeze you like I used to do, and make believe that I'm the king and you're the queen of this love we share. Time after time I get the feeling that I'm so in love, and just to look out my window each night I see the stars in love above. Let me love you, please you, and do all the things that you want me to do. Let me touch you, yes, kiss you, and show you what I feel inside my heart. My unforgettable dream.
My unforgettable dream, you're the light of my life, and you mean so much.
My unforgettable dream.
Unforgettable dream.
Oh, darling.
Unforgettable dream,
you're the light
of my life,
and you mean so much.
My unforgettable dream,
oh, darling,
how much I love you.
Lady, only you can fulfill all my happiness. Late at night I hear your voice, even though you're really not there. Over and over there's a vision of you in my life. When I look out my window each night I think about you more than twice. Let me love you, please you, do all the things that you want me to do. Let me touch you, yes, kiss you.
Unforgettable dream.
Unforgettable dream,
you're the light of my life, and you mean so much.
My unforgettable dream.
Unforgettable dream, oh darling, the world, how much I love.
My unforgettable dream.
Unforgettable dream, you're the light of my life, and you mean so much.
All right. So I just noticed, you guys, that my speaker was not on. So I hope we got the good clip of this show. If we didn't, we're going to have to delete it and bring it back. I don't know where. I am so sorry. I just so happened looked over and was like, oh my God, the light is not on. Okay. So that was a bar case, you guys. You know, I love my old music. And I think it kind of goes with the mood here. Remember this. You are your unforgettable dream. Doesn't have to be anybody else. It could definitely be you. You could be your unforgettable dream. So we talked about in the last 3 days, we talked about fear. We talked about resilience. We talked about the book In Search of You. We talked about so much stuff that I know you guys can go and categorize it. And you can go back on, you can't clip my wings and listen to it. And if you guys are interested in one of our Can't Clip a Wings Weekly 2020 Planner, please hit me up, and I will definitely, I have no problem getting, purchasing or selling that to you, okay? So I was talking about some of the things that I put in my planner. That's very important. We had a meeting on the 6th, which was Thursday. I am the president of Sinla Housing Alliance, which is an advocacy for affordable housing, a safe environment, homelessness, the whole nine yards. That's one of my community outreach projects that I'm part of. We had a meeting at 6 p.m., and it was called a listening tour, and I was just so nervous. So I was trying to make sure I had everything just like I needed it. You know how when you're going through and, did I do that? So I was like all nervous and everything. So I made sure I called everybody I needed to call. I made the arrangements that I need to, because we're in partnership with Housing Louisiana, because you know we're in Louisiana, and this is out of New Orleans, and they're like our mother over all the housing alliances throughout the state. So I wanted to make sure I was able to do that. I was make sure that I had everything in place. So me and the young man that the assistants to housing to Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance, me and him, because they've been actually our mentors. Me and we had to do, you know, to do our make sure we had everything, our last checkup to make sure we had everything. So what I did with some of the stickers that I put on here was I said it's important. I said it's a meeting. It's urgent. I had to make sure that the place that I picked that we still had it. I also put a big day on that day, and I put a celebrate. And I said on the celebrate is that the meeting was a success. So that made me feel good. I really felt good on that. I really, oh my God, you know how you take that deep breath? Oh, good. Yes, yes, yes. So Friday, I had to get on a conference call from some people for another organization that I'm part of. And it was a success. Loved it. It was great. We got great information. I made sure I put the call, telephone call thing on sticker. I used that one. I smiled. I had a little smile that I put on here. Also had Nothing is Impossible, that which was wonderful. And I celebrated a little bit with some wine. I am a big advocate of supporting Black businesses. And this wine company, it's the McBride Sisters, is an African-American-owned wine company out of California. So I had me a bottle of their Brut Rosé. I think that's what it was. and I put the little wine glass up there. And also things to do, and I had to make sure to remind myself to blog on You Can't Clip My Wings website, our page. And also to work on our other radio station that we have. This is one of my shows, but I also have another radio station that I do. So I had to make sure that I work on that. So these are some of the things that I did for this week. Another thing for Saturday, my sticker for Saturday was Amazing Weekend. I was able to hang out with one of my girlfriends yesterday. And I made sure that I put down my blog. I'm listening to Les Brown because I make sure I try to do that every morning. Hung out with my girlfriend, had a great girlfriend day. We talked a lot. I put the little sticker of day off because that's my day off. I put that we took. I also put a sticker saying good vibes only for that day. Now, later on that night, also I talked about our podcast episode. Then later on that night, I had an episode, not an episode, I act human and I was angry about something. And I didn't mean to get angry and I didn't mean to feel angry, but I did. It's nothing wrong with being angry, but you just got to know how to control it and you got to know when to stop being angry. So I had to do it and get it over with, because if I didn't, it would have kind of seeped in there and with a cap on, and I'm glad I did. And then Sunday took place, and I started again working on other projects that need to be done. And I actually just wanted to relax this Sunday today. And I actually did that. I stayed in my pajamas. and I said it was going to be a fun Sunday, and I actually made it a fun Sunday. I actually did what I said I was going to do. And I talked about all the projects that I had to do, also talking about this show. I talked about the idea that I did the financial planner, the meal planner, and all that, created that for you guys. And I'm going to put it together so that we can be able to get that also as a one of our projects or one of our things to get done. And I made a post on LinkedIn. I need to get back to fulfilling my duties on LinkedIn, my Twitter, and my Instagram. Every now and then I'll stick something on there. But I don't do it as all the time. And I'm going to start doing that because it's very important that I do. It also has the area. I had to order the friction pins to go with my transformation, law of attraction planner, which we're definitely going to be able to talk about everything that I'm going to do in this book. And I'm going to need you guys to help me. So that's what I basically wanted to talk about. And, you know, I don't mind sharing some of the things that I have to do. Like tomorrow morning at 8:30. It's already 10:26. My time's almost up. I need to get back to bed. But I fell asleep today. I went to sleep in the middle. I took a nap, which I usually don't do. I took a nap this evening. And I still got all this energy. But I got to get rid of it because I got to get up early in the morning. And I have a pain management appointment at the VA because I do a VA. So the sticker that I used today was, for tomorrow was a doctor's appointment sticker. And I said, good things happen to those who plan, which is a great phrase. Tomorrow I have to meet with my friend again, my girlfriend again tomorrow, for an important meeting they're having. And also my to-do list. On my to-do section is that I have to call the people who made it to our meeting on Thursday to congratulate or thank them for coming to our meeting and see what else we can do. So far that's what I have for Monday. Tuesday is, I haven't planned anything for Tuesday, but I will be, and we can talk about Tuesday on Tuesday, really. And then Wednesday, I don't have anything plan. But on the 13th, which is going to be so fascinating and fun, I am going out of town. So we'll talk about that and where I'm going and why I'm going. So that is going to be something I'm going to be working with because I think you guys can talk about that then. Okay, so we are down to 1:57, and I want to say thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight. I love you guys. I hope and pray You Can't Clip My Wings podcast is going to help you guys. I hope the book In Search of You will definitely be something you guys are going to do. So I'm going to say goodnight, you guys. Love you and bye-bye.